And I've just seen it blossom into something I'm very proud of, is the city of Portland. I think it's one of our greatest achievements. And I was concerned a while back when there was talk about not extending the lease in that location, as you all know, with the couplet, the Burnside Cooch couplet, and the change that's been going on in that area. It remains a strong rock. Some of the events, I've been spending a lot of holidays with you all. This is sort of what I wanted to talk about this morning. I'm so sad I was late, because I just want to remember the holidays. Lately, a lot of people have been dying around the holidays, so I think, wow, here I am, another holiday in City Hall. I must really love you guys and care about you, and I hope people stay warm. It's really freaky weather out there. I've lived in Poland and the mountains of Arizona, so it's a bit strange for this area. It would be nice, as a person I really respect on the streets told me, like, why can't we just set up a tent? It's a state of an emergency. This is a time of amnesty. This is the Christmas season. And I will continue to make my mother proud, like I did reading the Pope quote last week. But she always sings to me the John Lennon, Yoko Ono song, War is Over. Happy Christmas, War is Over, if you want it. She sings it on the phone. And I will sing it very often. I will think of you, my city council, and I will think of the people on the streets and the organizations like VOS that work to keep us united and caring for each other. And only for $25,000. That's incredible. So see what money can do. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well said. Thanks. Okay, roll call, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Well, I was glad to put this on the budget and the special appropriations, and there wasn't a single member of the council who had any concerns about that. So this council continues to be committed to supporting VOS and the good work that you do, and this item allocates that money. Aye.
Fish.
And thank you to Lightning for reminding us that the comprehensive approach to dealing with poverty and distress includes housing, a job, and health care. And I think there's an opportunity for the county and the city to actually look holistically at this issue in the years ahead. Aye.
Hales.
Program. Aye. Thank you. Okay.
1151, pay claim of American Independent Insurance Company in the sum of $7,558 involving the Water Bureau.
You know what? I can do this if you'll just correct me if I get it wrong. Mayor and colleagues, this is a $7,500 claim. Right. It's a reimbursement of a medical claim that was paid to an auto carrier. The underlying issue involves a fender bender where the Portland Water Bureau acknowledged at liability, and the general damage part of the claim has been settled. This simply authorizes the city to reimburse the carrier for the health care portion that was incurred in treating the victim in this car accident, and otherwise is non-controversial.
But wasn't there just a change that we needed to make to the payee?
Yes, I thought an amendment to change the payee.
But,
yeah. Okay, please let us know.
That's morning.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Just need the amendment.
Yeah. Okay. Mark Sterricker, city claims manager for the past 25 years. So I wrote this ordinance in October, and the past couple weeks when we got doing our administrative work regarding tax ID numbers for SAP, I realized that the representative for the insurance carrier wanted us to reimburse them, and they will pass the money on to their client. So we recommend this amendment be approved to pay Praxis Consulting, who is a third-party administrator for American International Insurance Company.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, good. Further discussion on adoption of the amendment? Roll call on the amendment.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And then, assuming there's no one here to testify on this item other than we've gotten clarification from staff, roll call on the emergency ordinance.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, next.
Okay. 1154, authorized decrease in the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality Clean Water State Revolving Fund Loan Agreement number R74164, loan amount by $450,459. And Lightning pulled that, but I've had a report the Everything's been settled. Things are understood now, and he doesn't wish to speak on it.
He's okay with that, too. Okay, good. So it moves to second reading, and then one more.
1156, amend intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County in support of outreach and permanent housing placement activities for people experiencing homelessness in East County. And that was pulled by Lightning.
Did you want to speak on this item, or are we good? Get the last word on the last item. I see Mark Jolens here.
My name is Lightning. One of the issues I have on this is that, again, I want to just stress that I feel there's been a great job done as far as on reducing homelessness throughout the city. I think there have been very positive gains, and I think the nonprofits have really stepped it up to try to improve the situation. One of the issues, like I've stated before, is that I want to make sure that the, and I say this as a whole throughout the whole city, that the real estate developers possibly step it up a little bit, and that's in no way to show any disrespect, but what I want to see is a little bit more. We're showing a great gains in the property tax revenue, which will be increased in the next few years, more inventory out in the marketplace. And again, what I'd like to see is the developers to still create new ideas on trying to figure out on how to get the excluded, which I consider a number of about 1,500 to 2,500 people currently outside. They may be considered chronic homeless, and to create ways and understanding that they may not have the income, they may not have any source of money to get into some of these units, but we also have to understand that each person on the sidewalk costs us probably 3 to 4 times as much to have them out on the sidewalks. Otherwise, if we put them into housing, we will drop our expenses tremendously. There have been studies done by professors of economics, numerous people, and they all agree with that assessment. So with that in mind, we have to begin to create ideas that understand we will have a percentage of the people out there. They will not have any incomes, but we still need to get them into housing, and it saves the city more money. The city runs more efficient. The homeless benefit, the people benefit, and we have to create ideas on being able to do that. In a lot of the real estate development community, know housing better than anybody else, know the cost it takes, know what it takes to make these projects work, to have a certain percentage into these projects who have no income, and they might not have any income in the future, but we need to get them into housing first, and that is the responsibility of the city and the people of the city to take care of these people. Housing is for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Good. Mark, did you want to speak, or just hear us for questions?
Yes.
All right. Any further council discussion or questions for anyone here? Let's take a roll call. Oh, sure. Go ahead. Make it quick, please. We've got to adjourn in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want to take long.
No,
It's Mark J. Offines Jr. with UCARE. The only thing I have to say is I just want to put on record. It's not attacking in any way. If you can do me a favor, Mark, and have some of the guys come over here in front of us, or in front of City Hall, because I've been promised for almost 6 months now that they would come, and they haven't. That just being said, I thank you guys for pushing on this and everything, and if you guys can actually make an effort to help these guys, because it's getting cold out there.
It is cold.
Okay, and, you know, I'm out there too, but, you know, I'm doing my part, but I also need help as well, because I can only do so much. I've been busting my butt trying to get off the street, and I still haven't been. I fall through every single crack, and it's not okay. You know what I mean? And you guys know that I'm not just some guy that's wanting to be out there and doing stupid things. So,
yeah.
All right, guys.
Stay warm, stay safe.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right, roll call, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
This is accepting more money from the county. That is a good reminder that it is cold out there. The winter warming shelters are open. If you know somebody who needs to get inside overnight, call 211, and everybody will be inside during this cold snap. There are places, and indeed we may be making some of the community centers available should the other spaces fill up. So that folks should know that at least during this very cold snap, people can be inside. And I appreciate the partnership with JOIN in getting people inside permanently. Thank you. Aye.
Well, come.
No.
We're looking for more. We're looking for more. Okay, yeah. Commissioner.
So, Charles, go ahead.
Thank you, Commissioner. I do want to, Mark raised an important point. I think Amanda was trying to address that. The primary warming shelter is on the campus of Imago Dei Church on the east side for men and single person. And there is adequate space. But I appreciate Commissioner Fritz's notation that in case capacity becomes an issue, they will strive to use the city's community centers as needed. Thank you.
We'll keep looking. Okay, we'll continue.
I want to also acknowledge Ryan Dibert, who's here, who's part of the CRAC Ending Homelessness Team at the Portland Housing Bureau that manages our severe weather emergencies, and the staff rotates being the incident commander. So they're on duty round the clock. And Mark, Jolin is here. I believe Mark was out till 2 in the morning making sure that people got housed. So these are two of the really stellar people that make this system work. So our thanks to both of you. Aye.
Hales.
Amen to that. Thank you. Aye. And we are adjourned until next week.
I think this is
an artifact.